Forgive us our sins. Wow, we've prayed that so often. As I think about those words, I think about selling a house. You know, when you're selling a house, the buyer, there are two moments that are really important. There are a lot of moments that happen when you sell a house, but two that kind of stick out in my mind as I just want to set the stage here for forgive us our sins. The first moment is not a good one when you're selling a house. And that is when you have the inspector come and check out your house. You know, someone that's a professional, you may have an idea that your house is spectacular. Then the inspector comes. And he gives you a list of deficiencies and weaknesses in the house. Can you relate to this? Jenny, you just moved. That fan that's supposed to circulate air, it doesn't work. That makes the list. That garbage disposal that the neighbors can hear when you turn it on, like two houses down, that makes the list. The carpet that's got stains, chocolate milk, whatever you imagine that to be, that makes the list. The gutters that are supposed to divert the rain over to that section by the garage, and it doesn't, that makes the list. The towel rack that's supposed to be there as you get out of the shower and you feel around for it, and there's like, you know, the paint isn't quite there, and it's kind of not there, that makes the list. So when you're selling the house and the professional comes to you, the man who's done the inspection, he comes to you and he gives you that list. It's kind of deflating. You kind of think, boy, are we ever going to get through this? How are we going to make it through this long list of things? So that's one critical moment. But then there's another moment that happens. This one's really good. That's when the realtor calls you and says, hey, they've accepted your work on those weaknesses. Or they say, they accept the house as is. That call must have come to you, Jenny. Did it come? How did it feel?
Good.
Yeah. It feels good because it's as if the past is in the past, and that list that you had when you sold that house, it's as if that list doesn't even exist because it's all in the past and you can move forward into the future. Forgive us our sins. When Jesus teaches forgive us our sins, I think he's setting up a similar situation in all his teachings. Did you know that there's someone that could make a really accurate list of your deficiencies and weaknesses? That person is the Father. He knows you, and he knows you well. The Father's a professional. He created you. He knows you really well. Think about these passages. It's just incredible how well the Father knows us. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says this, I know you before you were conceived. God knows your being even before you were conceived, it says. How about Exodus chapter 33? God tells Moses, he says, I know your name. I know everything about you. I know every detail about your attributes and your personality. Wow, God even knows that. Psalm 66 says, God knows our heart, our inside, that nobody else knows. The secrets that we hold in our heart, God knows that. Isn't that? That's a wild thought. Psalm 139 says this, God knows your thoughts. When it says this, I know your thoughts from afar, God says. Matthew chapter 6, it says essentially that God knows our deepest fears. Nobody else knows. He knows those. How about this? God knows the very days that you will live on this earth. Psalm 90 says that. Moses writes Psalm 90 and says that. That's kind of wild, isn't it? Okay, this is my favorite one. God knows the very number of hairs on your head. That doesn't mean anything to me. I know how many hairs are on the top of my head. Now, if there's anyone that can write your deficiencies and weaknesses better than you, it's the person that made you. It's God. And boy, could he come up with a list of things. Actually, when we read the text from Colossians, did you catch what it said? God has kept a record with regulations that could be counted against you. In other words, what that language is there in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 is saying, yeah, there is a list that's there. And that's kind of intimidating to know that our hearts are filled with jealousy, our souls are filled with malice and anger maybe towards someone. No one else knows it. Our thoughts are filled with jealousy. Our hands are planning someone's harm. God knows that list. But the good news is that God doesn't post your list of deficiencies and weaknesses. That may not sound like a big thing, but in an age of social media, it is a big thing. God would never post our weaknesses or deficiencies for everyone to see. God wouldn't embellish them from what they are and make them even bigger than what they are so that everyone could really give it awe and that sort of thing. Here's the thing. God wants to deal quietly behind the scenes with your flaws, with your weaknesses, with your list.